Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hassa, Team Reba.
And we're talking real estate today and our upcoming
and
financing
mortgage.
Classes and all of that. And
yeah.
Mortgage. And looking forward to that this Saturday. Going to be from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Lots of information for first-time home buyers.
Oh, yes.
And
Go ahead. No.
Be my guest.
No, we were also just talking right before the break of the idea that we are looking to include investor classes coming up. So we're looking to see who might be interested in that because we've got a lot to share in that realm. We've done investment classes. It's been a while since we've really put one of these on.
Yeah. And so we were talking about that the other day, and it's like they're always so fun to do because it's a whole different element of the financing world and how that all works because – you know, when you're buying a home as your principal residence, it can be an emotional purchase. You know, you're looking at the aesthetics of the home and the neighborhood. How do you like it and everything? When you're buying as investment property, we need to kind of put your other hat
on. Your business hat on
and look at it like, is this thing going to make me money?
And absolutely, and cash flow is king.
That's right.
Period.
And so you should be looking at the property a lot differently, and even to start with, let's work it backwards. Of course, this is me, the banker speaking, but let's get the numbers on that home. Mm-hmm. What income does it generate? What's its cap rate? Its capitalization rate.
Right.
What's its rate of return? How much should we offer on this home to achieve our desired rate of return?
Right.
And that's one of the few types of investments where you can actually work it backwards. You know, you can't go buy a stock, say, I want to pay X amount of price for the share of stock to get me the return I want. Can't do that.
Well, and you also don't get leverage on stock either.
That's right.
You know, that's the whole thing of why people are always interested in real estate is because it's one of the few investment types out there where you can get the benefit of leverage because you can get just a down payment on a much bigger cost
assets.
Of a property.
That's
versus if you're doing $200,000 of stocks, you got to have $200,000 in which to buy those stocks. But if you're trying to buy a $200,000 property, you don't have to have $200,000. You have to have the right down payment amount that's necessary to meet your, you know, lender's requirements.
Our rules,
and then also to see where it needs to come in for cash flow purposes. Because sometimes that's not a perfect number, too. Because some people will be like, hey, I have $50,000. How do I apply that over here? Well, it depends on what you're trying to buy. Or do you have $100,000? Do you have $250,000? What are you trying to accomplish with the funds that you've got?
That's right.
Because if it takes 50% down to get to cash flow, but you could find another property where it's 25% down, which one would be the better one? And people have very different viewpoints on that.
Yeah.
You know, I think you and I might have a different point of view because we look at property with a more... not disinterested.
Analytical.
Yeah, it's more analytical. Like we can take the emotional element out and say, well, let's just, you know, look at the numbers and see if it's realistic and how much work needs to go into it. And let's see if it cash flows and, you know, what's the long-term potential out of it. Other people, they get into a mindset of like, I hate debt. I want it free and clear.
Right.
And I'm like, well, but that's not always the best thing. Because sometimes if you're paid off free and clear, you don't get other things. Like maybe I'm looking at my tax situation saying, I don't need deductions.
I
need depreciation. I need mortgage interest deductions. I need these other things out there that even while I'm still getting cash flow, what's the after tax situation for me?
Right.
So
absolutely. Yeah.
Some people are, they buy those properties and they're like, pay it down. I'm like, not really. Not if I don't have to.
Well, or if I've got X amount to invest, why don't I put instead of buying one home all cash, why don't I put a down payment on several homes?
Right, exactly.
And I'm going to build my equity much more quickly that way, at least in theory.
Yeah, I've got several people right now doing 1031 exchanges. And I got to tell you, I'm actually pretty stunned by the number of people wanting to just take it cash for cash, straight across deal, not buying multiple properties. And I'm like, you have $400,000 coming out of that property, and you're just going to go buy one outright?
For $400,000, sure.
That seems interesting to me.
Well,
I, you know, but everybody has a different point
like
of view.
Like you say, there's no right answer to that. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of different opinions on that. But,
yeah, different comfort levels.
Right, right. But that's one thing that we can talk through. And so we should, you know, if we're having an investor class, we're going to talk through those questions, those issues.
Yeah, well, we'll have some, besides just doing the, you know, purchase of them, I've been talking to some of my contacts. As you know, I've got a pretty wide group of people that we work with all the time, you know, CPAs, attorneys, insurance people, what have you. And we're also going to bring back the panel.
Good. Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, we're bringing the panel back this year, which is the discussion of ownership and liability and how to kind of cover yourself from a liability standpoint. Because once you do start, you know, owning things like that, you do need to make sure you have things set up so that you don't open yourself up to, say, lawsuits, right? You know, you have to have some protection of the properties and not have them all just out there owned in certain ways. So we're going to talk about ownership types and how to kind of secure your assets to not put yourself in potentially harm's way if something else happens to you in another area of your
life.
Or even at one of the properties. Because that's a big deal. A lot of people don't really think about that. You know, they might suddenly own several properties with none of them in an LLC or maybe without an umbrella policy or, you know, there's all kinds of things that could be.
Oh, so much. And I mean, that's just something that we have to factor into the analysis. Mm-hmm. And probably question number one when we're talking about investing is, do I really want to do this? Do I want to become a landlord?
Yes, because it's a lot of work, too, even if you have property management.
It can be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it still gets classified in the tax code as a passive investment. However, you and I both know
it's not
passive.
Definitely not passive.
Even when there's property management, you're still, you know, overseeing management at a high level, and you're still providing funds towards things such as, you know, looking at, oh, I got to do maintenance and capital, you know, improvements and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So it's never 100% hands off unless you get into the big boy world where maybe someone else is managing large projects for you.
Right. Yeah. If you've got a whole ton of things, but that's a whole different world.
Yes.
There's also differences between, especially on the financing side, of how many units are in the properties. Mm-hmm. So if you have 1, 2, 3, or 4 unit properties, that's still considered a residential mortgage. If you have 5 units or more, then that's an apartment. It's considered an apartment building.
Yeah, it's commercial property. Yep.
So your lending rules change, your down payment rules change.
Everything's more expensive, basically.
And every now and then we'll have somebody that shows up, you know, in the office, and they've got, they're already in contract, and it's a 6-unit apartment building, and they want to put, you know, 15% down, and it's like, that's not going to really work that way.
Not going to fly.
No, definitely not. So it's kind of funny with the 5-unit and larger properties. People, I get the question all the time, like, how much is my minimum down payment for that property? And my answer always is,
it depends.
Because with 5-unit or larger properties, we don't have a set down payment. We look at what's called a debt coverage ratio.
Right.
We look at the income the property generates, and then we'll tell you the maximum mortgage payment that you can have for the income.
And then that tells you how much your down payment has to be.
Yes, that tells us how much our loan amount is, and then that tells us how much our down payment is. So it's a very different process.
I think we should reach out to the company that creates Depends and see if they could become a sponsor of our show.
<That's right. laughs> Welcome to Open House at Team Reba, sponsored by Depends.
Don't you think they'd be a perfect fit?
Probably would be.
I don't know. They might fit you.
We need we need that, and we need Pepto Bismol on our list of sponsors. Also,
Oh, what a way to start a new year! Well, you know what? The little new year baby comes out in little diapers. There you go. They both probably have them.
Good point. Yeah. And they got a hat.
Isn't that a wonderful way to end our show?
I know. Baby in diapers has the hat.
Like the hats we have here with us.
You just gave me. So thank you very much. I don't know if you're trying to tell me something on that. Guess you got one too.
Yes, so I brought one for me too. Put your hat up.
There we go. All right, we'll smile. Yeah, our esteemed producer.
Even David's got his on today. Thank you for doing that, David. It makes me happy. It makes me smile. Oh, man. But I do want to, I know we only have a few minutes left, but so yeah, we want to do the investor classes. We want to do the investor panel. And part of that, you know, you and I were talking, The Rental Housing Association used to have a show here on this channel. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to start coming onto our show more often.
Ooh,
so,
we got lots of good stuff.
Yeah, Investor Angle is going to get real interesting. So we want to thank everybody out there for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We hope you all had a great holiday season and a happy new year. And we'll be back next week from 3 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.